Want to hear something good?
Want to hear something good?
That's good.
I gotta tell you about this good thing.
Did you hear about that program? It's good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
What's good?
What's good?
Did you hear what's good?
What's good, Goodwill?
What's good, Goodwill?
What's good, Goodwill?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of What's Good, Goodwill. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Michelle.
That sounded convincing. And this episode, we are talking about the events that we've got going on in April.
April?
April.
April?
Yes. Michelle, do you want to kick us off with what's good in April?
Maybe I'm channeling my Ron Burgundy today, and I need to like not channel Ron Burgundy today.
Oh, you've got the mustache to go with.
I must ask you a question. April contains Earth Day, and with Earth Day comes a little sustainability. Through our donation, salvage, and recycling programs, Goodwill has kept over 22 million pounds of material out of landfills last year. That is 793 large dump trucks full of stuff that didn't end up in our landfill.
Did you know that Goodwill is part of the eCycle Washington program?
I didn't know that. What's the eCycle program?
Basically, what the eCycle program is... taking electronics and e-cycling them instead of putting them in landfills. So Goodwill helped e-cycle over 54 tons of electronics waste to the eCycle Washington program. Electronics often contain heavy toxic metals that can contaminate soil and water if sent to the landfills.
Here are the following items that you can donate to Goodwill as part of the eCycle Washington program. You can donate televisions, computers, laptops, monitors, tablets, e-readers, and portable DVD players.
And Nokia cell phones.
That was very specific, by the way.
Yeah, no, if you've got a Nokia cell phone, go ahead and toss it my way. I miss those baddies.
Aw.
I do.
Aw. Rest in peace, Nokia cell phones.
Rip.
Also, I know it's not on the list for the e-cycle program, but also Goodwill takes printers, and we also take keyboards as well.
Ooh, like... musical keyboards?
Well, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Computer.
Computer keyboards.
Typey-typey.
My hands did the little typey-typey thing.
Clicky-clicky-clicky-clicky.
I am the person that goes, when you ask for a box, I'm the person that shows the server hands what a box looks like. So the keyboard was very, like, you know, on brand for me.
No, I like it. I like the visuals. I'm a visual person. So seeing you pantomime that is... it helps me understand. I do have a request for you. From now on at a restaurant, if you do ask for a box, can you do like the Vogue thing? Like
box
your face and then just see the reaction. Like, you need, what do you need? Sure. That's a weird way to explain that, like, but I can.
Like, you think I won't do that. I'll do it. I'll do it to a server that I know. I'll do the Vogue. I'll even play the music.
Well, I'll... And this is a triple dog dare, so you have to. So Earth Day is April 22nd. Our Moscow, Idaho retail team is excited to once again take part in the Inland Northwest Waste Earth Day event on Friday, April 19th at Moscow's East City Park starting at 3 p.m.
Ooh.
So some of the stuff they're going to have there is live music, free food and beverages, games.
All about them games.
If they've got Boggle. Ooh.
Ooh. I heard we have a giant Connect Four, by the way.
Stop it. I'm stoked. There's giveaways and a whole lot more in celebration of the Moscow community and the countless people who go above and beyond to clean, protect, and preserve our environment.
So are you a resident of Liberty Lake, Washington? It's time for the annual Liberty Lake Spring Clean event on Saturday, April 27th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Goodwill will be on site and ready to help you clean out those closets and maybe a room or two. So we'll be accepting housewares, collectibles, accessories, tables, dressers, and chairs, the non-upholstered kind, please, and electronics.
Collectibles, you say?
Collectibles.
I love how vague that is. Because, like, there are some things that I'm like, this is a collectible in my house.
Do you have a collection of gnomes that have been staring at you for far too long? Is it time to say goodbye to that goose that was, you were given at, like, Christmas time?
I thought that you were asking me if I legit had a collection of gnomes. And I was going to be like, please stop stalking me.
How did you get in my house?
Get out of my house. Well, don't forget to bring your City of Liberty Lake Spring cleanup coupon. Not a resident of Liberty Lake, or you can't make the event. Well, guess what? We currently have 14 donation sites to help you donate.
And where are those donation sites, Alicia?
We have our Airway Heights Donation Center, Colville, our downtown Spokane, East Wenatchee, Lewiston, Moscow, Moses Lake, North Spokane, Northwest Boulevard. We have the Pullman Trailer, Ponderay, Post Falls, Spokane Valley, and South Hill.
Can you give me that list one more time?
We have.
Just kidding.
How do people get this coupon?
So the coupon in the event is only for the city of Liberty Lake. So if you live in Liberty Lake, you're part of the waste management process system.
Oh, like they automatically have you, if you're a resident, like if your address is in Liberty Lake,
yeah, they send you like a coupon in the mail. But once again, if you're not in Liberty Lake and you have things to donate, don't panic, don't stress. Come to one of our 14 locations, and it's technically 15, but Coeur d'Alene is still currently under construction.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? Don't panic? We should have a new tagline.
Yeah.
Don't panic, just donate.
Don't panic. Donate it. Is it gathering dust? Donate it.
Donate it. Hate staring at it? Donate it.
Don't know what to do with it? Donate it.
But then people are going to donate people.
Please don't donate people. Unless
we do not accept people.
Unless they're here to volunteer, then we...
Then we do.
We would gladly, you know, we have great opportunities for volunteers all year long, so...
And if they want to join our team, then... We will, but that's a whole, yeah.
That's a whole another hiring piece.
It's a whole different episode. What else do we have going on in April, Michelle?
So, you know, you just kind of to tie it in, you talked about people and people. Jobs, which kind of leads into April is also Second Chance Month.
What does that mean? What's all that about?
So Goodwill provides second chances to not only clothing and household goods, but also the people we serve.
What?
So April is Second Chance Month, and Second Chance Month is an opportunity to recognize the importance of helping individuals, communities, and agencies like us across the country to appreciate their role in supporting the safe and successful reentry of millions of people returning from incarceration each year.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's amazing.
Second Chance Month aims to inform and highlight the many opportunities to build meaningful second chances, imagine that, for our returning community members. What does that really entail? What is a returning community members? People who have been incarcerated and are reentering this community, mm-hmm. and looking to do well, do better, and
it's kind of what it sounds like. So it gives a second chance to people that maybe if they're going to apply for a job, and you know, the world has biases. So if you're looking at somebody's resume and they have
a gap,
and or you know, they tell you that they were convicted and they were in prison. We're a no judgment zone.
This is the month every month is Second Chance Month, yeah. here at Goodwill, but this is the month to really bring awareness to our community and maybe other community partners and businesses that, you know, everyone can be a part of this and everybody can do this.
Yeah, everybody deserves a second chance. Speaking of second chances, so one of my favorite stories at Goodwill is a story about Wes. Wes was, he's kind of like...
A big old teddy bear.
He is a big teddy bear. And every time I think of Second Chance Month, I think of Wes. So Wes's story started off where, you know, his life was a little rough and he pretty much was told to change his life. And he did. I think we have a sound clip to play right now.
And then if you want to watch his very moving story, the link to the video will be down below in the Good Bits section.
Let's take a listen.
My name is Wes Sawyer. I am currently working at Winkler Company. I'm also part of the local 238 labor union. I know my role. My role is to try to anticipate what people need as they're doing the job and try to help things go smooth and be the cog in the machine. It's physically demanding. But the benefits from me working and doing that is huge. Growing up was difficult. My parents, it's kind of dark, but they got in a shootout with each other, and then he ended up going to prison pretty much till today. My mom, she passed away a few months after that. She drank herself to death, you know, and I mean, in high school, I was trying to play football and do those things, straight A student and all that stuff, and then we ended up homeless on the streets. And I moved back down to San Diego and started running with the gangsters. Ended up going to prison for some pretty serious stuff. When I got out of prison, I didn't know how to behave using drugs and alcohol. I was born with a congenital heart defect. 2014 was my last heart surgery. My cardiologist told me, she said, why don't you just go to a hospice and just be comfortable for the rest of your life, because it's not going to be very long if you keep doing what you're doing. I'm like, okay. So that kind of terrified me. You know, that was one of the things that you know, there's all these little things that happened that all connected together to help get me sober and get me in this new life, you know, and that was one of them. I went through the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, and that's what led me to Goodwill.
When I first saw Wes, he's all tatted up. He's got a very kind of square face. And then I saw him smile. It's like seeing the sun come out from a storm cloud.
Not often do I see someone as motivated to succeed as Wes was when he came through.
There's so many different avenues or things for me to do. There's sorting, there's donations, there's, you know, material handling, and I got to experience a lot of it. It was surreal. I'd never used a time card. I had never, you know, had a morning meeting.
So here you have this guy who's in his early 30s who really had no work experience to speak of, and he didn't know what he could do, and he wanted a future.
I was able to start making those connections in my brain, you know, that I am a worthy person. I'm worth it, you know.
Eventually became a cashier 3 and a supervisor, which is a key holder in our company. So he had very important responsibilities, and we trusted him.
I didn't think that I was worth that kind of responsibility until that responsibility was given to me, you know, and then you walk different, you carry yourself different. They helped me feel like a human being.
And then from there, it was just a real springboard. He went into the construction arena.
He did that all on his own. Goodwill didn't help him go find that job. He took the initiative and he found it.
I don't believe that I would have been functional enough to do concrete or any of the things that I'm doing now if I wasn't working at Goodwill. I'm a second generation mess up, you know what I mean? It's a generational thing in my family, you know, and to break that cycle so quickly, you know, and show my kids a different way is just amazing. My son, he gets to learn how to be a man from me, who didn't know how to be a man from my father, so I'm winging it.
Seems like an odd analogy for Wes, being the big guy that he is, but it's been like watching a flower but open and just thrive, and it's not going to close back up and shrivel up. He's just going to keep growing.
I wasn't a happy person. There was not a lot for me to smile about or be happy about. And through this process, through getting sober, you know, for 6 years now, for going through Goodwill, from learning how to work, having a family, I've learned how to smile again.
Wes's determination and willingness to learn has set him on a fulfilling path that allows him to set a positive example for others. Wes continues to be an advocate for Goodwill and its programs. For his hard work and determination, Wes was named Goodwill Industries International 2022 Kenneth Shaw Graduate of the Year. So that award honors an outstanding person with a disability or disadvantage who completed a Goodwill Industries Career Services Program and is competitively employed by a non-Goodwill employer.
Hooray!
We also have David's story. And Alicia, do you want to talk just a little bit about David's story?
I had the wonderful opportunity to not only meet David, but I got to write up his story and do like a little video interview. And his story, I mean, is a pretty, it's not really one that you hear often, but it's more common than you think. He was incarcerated for 14 years, and he had been sort of released. It was a, started out as a work release, mm-hmm. and he was just trying to get back into society and found a lot of barriers that, you know, prevented him from, you know, making it an easy transition. So things like, you know, he couldn't drive a car, he couldn't get his license. And mm-hmm. I guess we don't, you know, for some of us, we don't realize how important that is when you're trying to just rebuild your life or trying to just move forward. And I don't want to say like move past, you know,
it's like a second chance at life.
It's like a second chance. Hmm. And despite all the barriers that he had to face, he still persevered. And he, you know, he took the time that he was given in prison to really move forward with his education. Mm-hmm. So he started a coding dojo program, and he really excelled at it. And he got his, you know, coding certification, and now he's teaching. And when he first was incarcerated, he and his partner at the time were expecting a child. So he had to raise his child. He had to raise his son, you know, co-parenting while in prison.
Which is pretty hard.
That's crazy to think about. And he pushed through those barriers, and he still did it. And so now he is fully released, and he's able to get his license and mm-hmm. get a car now. And he's been really making
he's turned his life around.
Yeah. And he's got a really good relationship with his son, which is really cool. And his son is a teenager. So I can just imagine. I can just imagine how wonderful.
Exciting times.
Teenagers are the best. No, they really are. But I was a teenager once, so.
No.
Barely. But I, It's a really good story. I love chatting with him. He speaks really well, and you know, he just sounds like an educated man. Mm-hmm. And
like you look at David and you'd never know his background.
Yeah, and I think that just goes to show that no matter who you think you know, mm-hmm. you might not really know.
Yeah, never judge the book by its cover. You never know.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I love about working at Goodwill is, you know, we have such a vast variety of team members of, you know, from cashiers to, you know, our leadership team. Everybody's got such a fascinating background of where they've come and how far they've come.
And it's a safe space that, like, everybody here, no one's ashamed about, like, their past or, you know, where they've come from. Or there's, like, no embarrassment because we're all surrounded by people that have, you know, been through something.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind, some of the people that I work with who are like, oh, yeah, I was in prison. And I'm like, I just can't picture you in prison. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And you never know because they're just the nicest people.
The nicest people.
And a lot of times, you know, people wouldn't give them a chance before Goodwill. And now, you know, now they're cashier threes. Now they're facility associate.
Now they're case managers helping other people get them, you know, employment and getting housing. And it's really, really cool. I love the people that we work with.
Yeah, so Goodwill, I don't know if we're coming up with a new tagline, but Goodwill, second chances, not just for stuff, but people.
Second chances for your things and the people.
And the people. I like local people, like Eastern Washington and North Idaho. We're not Goodwill Industries International. We are Goodwill Industries in the Inland Northwest. Yes. We're here. We're helping local lives like David and Wes.
Yep.
And that's pretty good.
And that's what's good.
Hey, if you're hearing this message, you've listened to our new episode all the way to the end. And for that, thank you.
And don't forget to keep up with What's Good by following us on social media. On Facebook at INW Goodwill, Instagram at Goodwill _INW, Twitter at Goodwill INW, and TikTok at Goodwill INW.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Alicia.
Why shouldn't you tell ducks jokes on April Fool's Day?
I don't know. Why shouldn't you tell ducks jokes?
Because they'll quack up. So dumb.
And that's no joke.